to hear a life-changing message preached at the Kodesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Are you backsliding? Some of the symptoms of backsliding include keeping bad company, being stubborn, and being easily offended. In this Sunday's message, Reverend Lindsay preaches on the symptoms of backsliding. In Philippians 3:14, it says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." As we continue to grow in Christ, we need to continue to press, to push, and to move forward in Him. The call of God is upward and not downward. So let's listen in and learn how to honor God with our life. Be blessed.
Oh, 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 oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. He gave his life to set us free. Amen. And we are here. We are here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen, we are now about to begin the most important part of the service. The Bible says how good it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together, to come together. And we are all here together. It is wonderful to see everyone here on Zoom and in live, in person. I'm telling you guys, we are having such an awesome time in the house of the Lord. And now our hearts are about to be blessed with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to give a round of applause to God and rise to your feet in honor of our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on. Come on. Woo. Those who know your name,
those who know your name,
put their trust,
in you.
There is no other,
faithful God, so loving and true.
Those who know,
your name,
put their trust,
in you.
There is no other,
faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name is more to me.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for your presence, for your power, for your miraculous hand, and for the grace of God that brings salvation. Thank you that we are not alone. If God be for us, who can be against us? Mighty Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We pray that everything that is being done here will be done to the glory of the Father, Abba. I pray that, Lord, you will be exalted so that all men will be drawn unto you. Help us, Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. You may please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wonderful. Beautiful Jesus. Now we want to go straight to the word. We have been sharing about what? About what? Backsliding. 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 Hallelujah. Going backwards on God. All right. Now, Paul said something in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. He said, I do not count myself to have arrived, to have apprehended or arrived. I've not landed. I'm not done. But this one thing I do, I forget the things that are behind. I reach forward. Okay? I reach forward. I don't go behind. I reach forward to the things that are ahead. And he said, I press towards the mark or the goal of the prize of the upward call of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the call of God is upward, not backwards or downwards. All right? Now, what happens a lot of times is in our Christian walk, we tend to regress in our milestones. When a child who is going forward and walking and talking and suddenly stops talking, suddenly is crawling, you are not going to be happy. There is something wrong with that child, right? The same way, in spiritual terms, when somebody who was doing well in the Lord slides back, it's a spiritual condition that is terrible. That is a spiritual disease. It's called backsliding. Christians who used normally to pray suddenly don't pray anymore. Christians who used to go to church stop going to church. That's backsliding. Christians who used to pay tithes stop paying tithes. That's backsliding. Christians who worship suddenly stop worshiping. Christians who had a lot of Christian music and worship music around suddenly they are playing worldly music. And that is backsliding, sliding backwards in the Lord. All right? Now, the Bible says, you remember last time we in the Good Samaritan story in Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, a man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. And the thieves, stripped him of all his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Hallelujah. Now, what happens is that when you go down on God, you're going down from Jerusalem, the presence of God, to Jericho, a cursed place. What you meet is not good. They met with thieves who stripped him. Backsliding causes you to go from God to the devil. There is no middle way. You're either belonging to the Lord or belonging to the devil. No. You see, now that thing, he's not in the world. Don't be deceived. The world, it belongs not to the Lord. He's got the whole world in his hands. What a far cry from the truth. Yeah. Bible calls Satan the God of this world. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. He's called the God of this world. He has blinded them. So you see, that guy, he actually left the presence of God and backslid, sliding backwards, and went down to Jericho. And a lot of bad things happened, because then you are subject. Bible says the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So anytime you backslide, you actually fall in the devil's arena. And the arena is called thieves. He went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. And what happens is a combination, it's a combo, it's a buffet of strippings and woundings and being forsaken. They stripped him of all that he had. Yeah, they stripped him. And they wounded him, pain, hurts, problems. They departed. You know, the devil is nobody's friend. I'm telling you, when he finishes doing what he wants to do, he just leaves you. Yeah. Somebody says, abused and abandoned. Yeah, that's the strategy. Abused and abandoned. Yeah. Most husbands who abuse their spouse, they don't stay long. They abuse and they abandon. Anybody who's being abused, you have to watch it well. The next thing is abandonment. Stripping and abandonment. And they left him half dead. Half dead means you even lose your security. You lose your self-image. Many people who have been stripped, ripped, and all that, they lose their self-esteem. And they go through what you call post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay? Now, backsliding sets us up for that kind of trouble. All right? So, whatever you are in the Lord, the Bible says that we must move upwards. Okay? Head upwards. If you prayed 30 minutes, it should increase to the next time we meet you. You are now praying for a minimum of 1 hour. If you used to go to church just on Sundays, the next time we meet you, you'll be going to not just church service, but also Bible study midweek. You go for prayer meetings, and you even have a little fellowship in your home. That is an upward movement. Okay? So anybody who backslides, it's a problem. So it's a spiritual condition called backsliding. And Christians start off very well, like the way marriages start. All marriages start from the honeymoon. And then now, it's almost like, whoa. You know, I remember a couple that when they got married, they would be holding hands. And Barbara, come, let me show you. You know, and then we're climbing. You know, we're going upward to honeymoon. I said, oh, no, darling, mind your step. Okay, wait, take your time. Okay, come, let me take the step first for you. You see, okay, now you can come.
What all a right, shock.
Is it everything okay? All right, good. All right. That's honeymoon. That's honeymoon. And it wasn't long when they were coming back from the honeymoon. And we're coming, first of all, was not holding hands. And then she tripped. Why? Didn't you see? What's the problem? You should be watching your steps when you are going, okay? Oh, let's go.
What a shock.
You see? That's called backsliding. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's called backsliding. No more emotions for the Lord. No more worship for the Lord. No more relationship. No care. No passion anymore. You used to be a soul winner, but now you are a soul loser. Yeah, even the people that are around you, you are now converting them into unbelievers. You know, where are the people that were here? Anyway, now, let me read something. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 1. Bible says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. This was writing to a church, a backslidden church. Watch this. Now, many people, when they say backslidden, oh, I'm not drinking, so I'm not backslidden. Oh, I'm shacking, so I'm not backsliding. Oh, you know, I am not stealing, so I'm not backsliding. Listen, watch this. To the church in Ephesus, the church that the book of Ephesians was written to, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works. I know your labor. Vicky, I said, hold the microphone. Yes, responses were very good. Okay. I know your works. I know your labor. I know your patience. And that you cannot bear those who are evil. Most backslidden Christians are very self-righteous. You can't bear evil. You can't, somebody say, you see people's wrong, but you don't see anything of yourself.
Mercy.
Yeah. I'm talking to you. When it's backsliding, people who come to church and are backsliding, this is how they look like.
Mercy.
Those who don't go to church, they are not self-righteous. They know it's wrong. They don't even come. But those who are in church who are backsliding, this is how they are, okay? I know your work. God say, I know. Your labor, your patience, that you cannot even bear those who are evil. I mean, you don't have patience for people who are evil at all. And you have tested, you even test people
Mercy.
Who say they are apostles. And are not, and they have found them liars. You even criticize. Yeah, you can look at an apostle, a pastor, he's not preaching well. Why is he talking about tithe? That's a backslidden church Christian. I'm telling you. Self-righteous, who sees faults with people. You can't bear evil, but it's evil. You see, when the Bible says that you should take the log from your eye so that you can see the splinter from another person's eye, you know? So often, people who condemn others are. That's why Jesus Christ told, when the woman was caught in adultery, he told all the priests and Sadducees and Pharisees, who has not sinned before, cast the first stone.
Wow.
And from the top to the bottom, everybody dropped their stone. And Jesus told the woman, woman, where are your accusers?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't condemn you. I don't condemn
Amen.
You either. Clap for Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, go and sin no more. Okay, now he says, I know your works, your lies. Now, verse 3. And you see, he's talking to them, church people who are backslidden, talking to us. Tell somebody, he's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
He says that you have preserved, you have persevered, you have patience, you have labored for my name's sake. So God knows that you are doing some things right.
Wow.
And you have not become weary, you are not even tired. You tried, you're still trying your best. Okay, so. Good job. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You have left your first love.
Wow.
You have left your first love. Wow. You have left your first love. Now, the best way to describe Christian backsliding is people who've left their first love.
Oh.
Like that guy. The way you used to do things is not the same anymore. The passion is not the same. Things have gotten cold.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a struggle to do the same things. You see the Bible and you walk by and then you go and take your remote control and watch television.
What a shock.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've gone cold. We used to have church. We used to go for outreaches. I was just discussing outreaches.
Mm.
Yeah. And now it's reduced or it's not there anymore. It's the truth. We used to have worship times. It's not like that anymore.
Hmm.
We used to hear the voice of God and you don't care even if you haven't heard the voice of God. You used to feel bad when you haven't had your quiet time and you're walking out of your house. But now it's okay. Oh, yeah, you actually plan for it. That, no, today I'm not going to have my quiet time. Yeah, you actually plan that, no quiet time today. You know, I have better things to do. Yeah, you plan. Yeah, you used to be very, very sad when, by mistake, you realize, oh, I didn't pay my tithe. But now you actually plan not to.
What a shock.
You budget with your tithe. Yeah. You see? So you've lost your first love. Mm. Things are not the same. You see that? And it says, remember therefore from whence you have fallen. God still says, you have patience, but you're falling. Mm. And you've fallen from his side. Mm. Repent and do your first works again. Mm. Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Okay, unless you repent. So ladies and gentlemen, it's very important. You know, when I looked at Jeremiah chapter 2, that's where it hurts the most. Jeremiah chapter 2 from verse 1. God says, I remember the love of your espousals. Mm. I remember the kindness of your youth. See, he says, Jeremiah 2:2, go cry to the ears of Jerusalem, the church. Go cry in the church, tell them. That says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth. And the love of your espousals when you were engaged, honeymoon type love. When you went after me, draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. In the land which was not sown. The last time I told you, when I got to know my wife the first time, I had nothing, only one suit. But she followed me like I am President Biden.
Wow.
She followed me like, whoo. You know, I used to tell her, were you created or were you crafted?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Recently at our 25th wedding anniversary, mm-hmm. I told her, you remember I promised that we would travel.
Oh.
I have organized a trip by the grace of God. Wow. I want to be sure that I still have my first love.
Oh.
That I've not backslidden in this love. Yeah. And I told her, your kisses have become few. I understand it when you had babies and they needed kisses, but where are the babies now? They're gone. Bring me back my kisses.
That's it.
Bring me back my kisses.
Bring
my first love.
Amen.
Yeah, I used to come home and you meet me with kiss from, it's almost like the sign of the cross. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Have you seen a cross kiss before?
Hey.
I had them all.
Powerful.
But I'm not even looking for the cross. I'm looking for just a stick.
Oh.
Don't tell her I said this, okay? Clap for the Lord Jesus. My children have stolen all the kisses. And mothers, you're fond of that. When the children have not come, all the kisses are for the husband. Once the husbands give you, my wife says, I shouldn't say, I give her the babies.
Yes.
Okay, God gave her the babies. Once God uses me to give you the babies, then you steal all my kisses and give to the babies that God used me. And you almost wish, if only I knew that, I would have gotten all my kisses before I gave you the babies.
Oh.
But by the grace of God, now they're grown. So the kisses. But you see, so you must learn. Things happen. You must learn. If you started with kisses for the Lord, let the kisses flow. Sion, kiss towards the Lord. Proskuneo worship is kissing towards God.
Amen.
You saw that woman with the alabaster box. Came to Jesus, poured oil, expensive, wiped with the feet with their hair, and began to kiss the remnant of the oil. I wonder if Jesus had stayed longer, that woman would have continued. Many Christians are like that. When we are born again the first time, the zeal, the passion, the zest, the ecstasy. I remember the kindness of thy youth. My wife would come. Have you eaten? Have you done? As a student, she didn't have money. She managed to do magical food.
Wow.
Conjure food. Now she has money. By the grace of God. I should have food squared.
Wow.
Food and food. Yeah. Yeah. Look. I didn't have money, but I managed to buy her a wedding gown. Now that it's not too bad, I should buy her things. Every day should be a wedding gown day. if thy first love remains. Amen. And I want to, by this message, as I preach about this message, Lord, I want to come back and do my first works and help me to do my first works to the people I love, like this beautiful congregation. Like this, I intend to do the things I used to come and visit. I'm coming back. Amen. I used to come. I am coming. Everything I used to do, COVID cannot steal it. You know, the excuse is COVID, COVID, COVID. So all visitation is gone, phone calls, outreaches, all that. COVID or no COVID, you have not dropped out of school. You have not stopped working. You have not stopped going to the restaurant. Why should God suffer? So ladies and gentlemen, we are back to our first works. Clap for the Lord Jesus. We are going to start organizing outreaches again. We are going to start going to the colleges to win souls. We are going to start our programs back. You see, the church is full today. It's going to be even fuller, and we're going to overflow to the celebration hall, to the mustard seed lounge. Growth will be taking place. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It will be because we're going back to our first works. And there are signs when you're backsliding. And last week, we started talking about the symptom. The first symptom is what? Bad company. Bad company. Usually, when people are backsliding, they change their company. And it's usually because of people they're talking to or they are relating with. And I told you that, you know what? We may spend 1 hour, 2 hours here, but you spend the rest of the time with other people. Sometimes bad company is the media. Sometimes the internet. It's the pornography. Sometimes it's all kinds of things that you're listening to, the talk shows. Sometimes it's the unbeliever friends that we have. So we talked about the fact that when people, birds of the same feather flock together. Yeah, and 1 Corinthians 15:33 says that don't be deceived. Evil communication will corrupt your good manners. So keep the right company.
Amen.
So that I don't backslide. Bible says iron sharpens iron. Wow. And Zoomers, one of the things that I would tell you, and all of us, one of the reasons why God said you must continue to go to church is because he knew that backsliding is a common thing. Very common. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. He created Adam and Eve. Before long, they had gone to have bad company with the devil and they backslid.
Wow.
They backslid. Yeah. You know, there was a guy called Amnon. He raped his sister Tamar, and it was because of a bad friend who came and gave tricks, and that was the beginning of the end. Okay, so bad company can cause you to backslide. So watch your company. The next is looking backwards, right? We said looking backwards. Some of us, the Lord has saved us, we are Christians, and we look back and we regret, like the Israelites, they look back to Egypt, where they came from, and they said, we used to eat leeks and onions. We used to have a lot of drinks. And now you brought us to this wilderness where there is nothing. And they looked back and they murmured and complained and they never reached the promised land. Christians who are born again, now they are in Christ and they look back in the world and they now are envious. Bible says, don't be envious of evildoers.
Wow.
You're envious. Somebody has three wives and you say, look, it's all because of Christianity. If it wasn't for Christianity, this thing wouldn't happen to me. This wife, I've drank soup every day, soup. You know, what is variety is a spice of life. Now you quote scriptures that are not in the Bible.
Hey.
Like variety is a spice of life. See, the unbelievers are enjoying three wives and a side cake and a back cake and a front cake and a Caesar cake and all kinds of cakes. And now you're looking back. Bible says, when Lot's wife looked back, he became a pillar of salt. He never got to escape. So don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Let the days. Don't say good old days, referring to unbeliever days.
Hey.
You will become a pillar of salt. You will never move forward. All right? That's how Christians fall back. So don't look back. Tell someone, don't look back. What's the next thing? Overconfidence. Yeah, Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:12, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You think, I'm okay. I will never backslide. I will not, even though you are a Christian sister and you are married, Cheryl, I will not sit in the same room alone with you.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, my place is flooded. I'm looking for a place. So you say, oh, my husband is not there, so come and spend the night with me.
No,
no, you're a fool. You're overconfident. Something bad can happen. You're saying what?
I said, why did you suggest that?
I don't know why she suggested that. Ask her again. No, her husband is sitting right here. Say, Sherry, don't suggest that thing again. Okay, but William, I didn't do it, okay? I disagreed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Cheryl never suggested such a thing. Barbara, why did you think such terrible? To the pure, you are such a terrible girl. Give her a spanking, please. Spank her. That's you. Thank you. Now, I mean, it's overconfidence that I'm the pastor, so nothing will happen. You'll be surprised that the next day you will find a scandal. You'll be surprised that 9 months later you'll be actually having a baby girl.
Yeah.
All right, so don't be overconfident. Don't be overconfident. It will never happen. Oh, I'm taking a job that takes me out of church every Sunday. I will never backslide. Don't be overconfident like that. I don't need to be in church. I mean, church is in the heart, so I'm not going to be anywhere. Don't be overconfident. I don't read the Bible. The word is in my heart. The Bible says the word is nigh me, even my mouth, the word that we preach. Therefore, I don't need no pastor. No, the Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach me. Therefore, I don't need any pastor. You are overconfident. You're overconfident. I don't need a pastor. I don't need a church. It's overconfidence that will make you do that. Okay. I don't need counseling. We're going into marriage. I don't need any counseling. I know it already. Love is something that is in the heart. It's not in the counsel. Look at you. You're overconfident. That's how people backslide. What's the next reason why people backslide? Oh, next symptom. Stubbornness. People are stubborn. Stubborn. They are fixed in their ways. You counsel them, they won't. Listen. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible says, better is a little wise child than an old and foolish king who can no longer be advised or admonished. You see that? It's better to be poor and a wise child, little, poor, but you're wise, than you are foolish, you are king, but you're foolish, and nobody can advise you. You see? So this is what happens to people who are stubborn. Read the Bible, they won't do it. This is our Bible, they won't do it. Come to church, they won't do it. People are stubborn, set in their ways. When you see that, you're backsliding. Rosemary, say amen. Rosemary used to be the most stubborn church member I ever saw. I think she's changed. Oh, Rosemary, what do you think? I think she's changed. Clap for Rosemary. Hey. She's not the easiest. Then Christian surprises. We talk Christian surprises. You are surprised at everything. Everything. Oh, how? How can a Christian? It's a sign of pride. Oh, how can a Christian? You look at church members. Oh, wow. So this church member actually lied. How possible? Wow. Are you serious? The pastor spent some money. Huh? Really? Hey, mom. And they call themselves Christians, and you point fingers. Look, you're surprised. You're amazed. You're amazed at what? As if you have not sinned before. Nothing surprises God. Bible says in Galatians 6:1, look, if any man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. Don't be surprised and say, look, how possible? Restore with the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou yourself be tempted. So don't be surprised anything. One thing surprises you too much. Is it the Christianity I came into? This happened right in church. Are you serious? They have divorced? What? But they are Christians? But they are shepherds? What? Oh, this Christianity, if this is what Christianity is, then I'm out. That's how you backslide. The next thing is when you are easily offended. People who are easily offended backslide easily. They backslide easily. For example, I'm preaching in church and here I come and I use Cheryl and I said, for example, if she invites me to the church, and then that's it, I'm offended. Why did she use me in the preaching? Touchy, petty. Touchiness and pettiness will make you backslide. And little things. Oh, they caused me to do this.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, one person said, oh, that thing that he said, yes, affected my marriage. That's it. No, when you are petty and you are touchy, you will easily backslide. Easily offended. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 15. The Bible says that looking diligently, that is hard work. Okay? Focus. Work hard at this. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. To fail of the grace means to backslide. Fall away from God. How? Because the root of bitterness springing up will trouble you, and thereby many will be defiled or corrupted. Bitterness, touchiness, easy offense, easy, easy. Yeah, one person I called the daughter, the children of a certain lady in one of the churches that I pastored. They were into secret fraternity. They had different Facebook names, and they were doing some underground work. They were involved in sexual malpractice, all kinds of sexual perversions, incest, homosexuality, animal sexuality, self-sexuality, every form of sexuality that was perverse. Yeah. The things they told me, and drugs. Meanwhile, their mother thought they were perfect, or she was pretending to everybody they were perfect. And I tell you, the children came and told me, after preaching to them about light. Yesterday, I was teaching the children in, I teach the children every Sunday, every Saturday. I was teaching them about, what was the scripture? 1 Timothy 4:12. What does it say? Tell me. Come and quote it for me. Clap for her. You don't need to read it. Just quote it.
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Ah, clap for her. That's their learning. Just yesterday I taught them. I said, most young people are despised, disregarded, ignored, rejected. It's like you sit down, we are talking some important things. But if you want to be respected and honored, this is the key. Let no man despise you. Be an example among the believers in word, the way you speak. Let wholesome words, not these swear words and things. When your words are decent, suddenly, when you see Michelle Obama speaking, you'll be endeared, even the way she chooses her words. Wow. I said, that's how you should be. All those insults and curse words must go away. In word, and in what? Conduct. Your behavior. The way you behave, the way you conduct yourself. Your parents will have no choice but to respect you.
Wow.
Yeah, conduct. And then they said, in love, I told them that don't think your parents are there to shower love on you. Your parents also need love.
Wow.
And when you show love to your parents, they can't ignore you. And I told them, Joseph loved the parents, and they could not ignore. And Jacob, he loved the mother. When it was time for the mother said, let me do the cooking for you. Esau doesn't want to respect me. Yeah. I said, look, when you show care and love to your parents, to your principal, to your teachers, to your pastors, to your friends, you cannot be ignored. And then the fourth one was what? In spirit, right? Mm-hmm. That when you are spiritual, like we are fasting, join it. Holiness, obedience to God, prayer, studying of the word, quoting of scriptures like this. Spiritual children cannot be easily ignored.
Mm.
Yeah. Since you became spiritual, your mother has even started loving you more. Can't you see? Even me, I started loving you more. You used to be a foolish girl. I can't ignore her. I can't. You can't reject. You can't. It's not possible. I told them, my children, it's difficult to ignore them. But you yourself, you treat them like they are old. Right. When David is here, you can't ignore him.
Right.
He will show you love. He will show you respect. He will be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And purity.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness. You can't ignore such children. I was teaching them how to be acknowledged.
Mm.
How to become children that cannot be ignored.
Mm.
And as they grow, how to become president or first lady. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
There are six keys I taught them yesterday. And I said, let this sink in your heart.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I said, go and memorize. This scripture should be your scripture. And mm-hmm. they have memorized it. I can tell you, many of them. They'll quote it. You want to quote it to them?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Love for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
It's on their heart. Why will they not grow well? You get the point? Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. Hmm. That really, you have to learn to become pure by not being offended. You cannot be ignored. You cannot easily fall. You will remain spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians who are offended easily, they won't even get this opportunity. And that mother, this was a teaching we're having. After such a teaching, then the children came to me and said, Pastor, what you have said is very important. We have been living a dark life, a secret life. We want to confide in you so that you can help us to not become funny from now. And I prayed for them, and I spoke to them. I said, don't worry. They told me I shouldn't tell their mother. Oh. So I called Brother Mike. I said, Brother Mike, what do I do? Brother Mike, I said, well, you know, if you tell their mother, it's going to be a problem because the children won't trust you anymore. But they are minors, so I have to tell them. So I called the mother. I said, you know, I want to share some information with you. The children say I shouldn't tell you. But because they are minors, I don't feel comfortable keeping it, so I'll tell you. Said everything. That was it. Got offended. Why? How dare the children trust me more than her?
Oh.
That's it. My children are out. Today, you should see the children. She's calling me. I should come and collect them. They said they won't come.
Oh.
Offense has caused backsliding of all the children. Bible says, not only will it trouble you, but you will defile many. Don't be easily offended.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It will make you backslide. Don't be easily offended. I preach a little word and you're offended, you backslide. Offense? Offense is the devil's entry point to your heart.
That's it.
Bitterness. You know, the Bible says in, I think it's Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. Bible says that then will many be offended and betray one another. And those they shall hate one another. When people are offended, they betray and they hate. When you're offended in me, the next thing is you betray. The next thing is betrayal means disloyal statements. You start gossiping about me. They will start speaking. You'll be surprised at the things. Somebody who's cared for you, you'll be surprised at the things you are discussing about because of offense. Now, bad mouthing, back biting, all everything that is coming is two words. Bad mouthing, back biting, undermining. Bad mouthing, back biting, undermining. There's nothing that takes a person up. Everything destroys a person.
Help us.
Everything. And backsliding. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, and backsliding. Please, don't be touchy. Overlook people's faults. Make excuses for people.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah. Love covers a multitude of sins. And you know something? When Adam and Eve came, Satan produced envy and offense to them. That's how they backslid. So that the Lord does not want you to look like him. Yeah. He's hid this thing from you. Okay. So it's a very, very serious thing. So the next, so that's number what? Five. The next, number six, right? Okay. So what is number seven? Forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is number seven. I think I'm going to do two more and then we're done. Forgetfulness. Forgetfulness will make you backslide. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 14. God warned the children of Israel and said, though and thou forget, don't forget the Lord your God. Then thine heart will be lifted up, and then he forget the Lord your God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Forgetfulness will make you backslide. Christians fall away from Christ because they forget where they came from. Where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when I see a child speaking, mother speaks, she also speaks, mother speaks, she also speaks. This child has forgotten where she came from.
It's true.
She came from within here, and the mother could have expelled prematurely, called abortion, not miscarriage.
Hmm.
Yeah. Every child here, and even if you are a child, you are now growing gray hair. If you exchange words of anger with your mother, your life is short.
It's true.
And you will never do well.
Hey.
It's true. Be afraid of that thing. Bible says, honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you, mm-hmm. that your days may be long on this earth. Ephesians chapter 6. You go and read from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Yes. Yeah. It's the only commandment with promise. It's the only commandment. It's so severe that God intentionally gave promise so that you will do it. That if you honor them, you will do well. Yeah, sometimes you're not doing well in school. It's because you dishonor your mother. Dishonor your father.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not doing well in life. It's because of this dishonor you gave mm-hmm. to parents and people in authority.
Right.
You're not doing well in the area of your health. It's because of that.
That's it.
Dishonor. I tell you, you brought that dishonor to the Lord as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's learn. Forgetfulness is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, remember, it is the Lord who giveth you power to get wealth.
That's it.
Don't forget. Let me show you something that will be surprising to you.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Philemon, is it Philemon? Philemon is only one chapter, verse 6. Give mm-hmm. me New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, people who are generous to God, people who don't forget who they are and where they came from. Yeah. Listen, when I was coming up, I was from Ghana as a physician. And I was going to South America, South Africa.
Hmm.
And then a colleague of mine told me, why don't you go to the United States?
Wow.
He said, you are a smart guy. You can pass the exam. Why go take the lower, whatever? I said, well, I don't have money and I can't buy the books to study. You know what the guy told me? The guy told me, I have already passed the exam. He's a citizen. His parents are very wealthy. I said, I have all the books. I passed already. You don't need to buy any, but I will give you my books.
Wow.
I will never forget that guy.
Oh.
And I said, I don't have money. He said, could you borrow money?
Hmm.
Because when you become a physician, it will be peanuts. At the snap of your finger, you can pay. He made me work, gave me some places over time to go and work and made money to write.
Wow.
I wrote the exam and I passed. When I came to the United States, I applied to Harvard, to Johns Hopkins, all the big Yale.
What a shock.
He told me that none of them will take me. I should apply to his program. I said, no, your program is too low.
Hey.
Was in Harlem Hospital, New York. How can I go to Harlem? I came from University of Ghana, the top-notch university.
Wow.
I cannot come down any further. She snatched my papers and said, I will fill it for you. Went and filled and gave it to the secretary. Got all my information from my Yale application. None of the Yale people took me on. None. And I didn't have any interview. Except the one he snatched. That's how I came to be your pastor.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord. The guy is called Michael. I won't tell you the last name. God bless Michael.
God bless Michael.
Kamala, Michael Atta.
Oh. Yeah.
I will never forget. I always, every time his birthday, I call him. Yesterday was birthday. I'm going to call him. And I narrate exactly the same thing. I said, don't change.
Oh.
I owe him big time. Never forget. You'll backslide. Philippians, Philemon 1, New Living Translation says that I am praying for you that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Do you know what that means? It says that you only become generous to people and to God when you remember that you had nothing. But every good thing you have, it was because of God you had it. Yeah. So that when you remember that I am what I am by the grace of God, you remember that you will never backslide. You will never backslide. But when you think I made myself, one person who was having a problem with a wife, when we went and said, why are you treating your wife this way? He said, this is my wife.
When I was a child, nobody took me to school. I took myself to school. I have my self-made man. She cannot come and tell me what to do. I looked at the guy. I said, this guy is about to fall flat. And it's happened. You see, so you remember that whatever you are, it is the blessing of the Lord. The grace of God, I am Amen. What I am. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. You will never backslide. Amen. Me, I remember. Yes. I will remember. I will remember. We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is your faithfulness. When we walk through, when we walk through life's darkest valleys, we will look back. We will look back at all you have done. And we will sing and we will shout. Oh, our God is good and he is the faithful one. Oh, we will remember. We will remember.
We will remember,
the works of your hand. We will stop, we will stop, and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness. When we walk through life's darkest valleys, we will look back. At all you have done. When you are in trouble, and we will shout, our God is good, and he is the faithful one. Listen, Jacob said, I crossed this Jordan with one staff, but today I am coming crossing with two companies. And when he finished saying that, he went an all-night prayer to thank God. His gratitude caused God to promote him. From that day, that Jacob announced that it is you. I came with one staff. I was running from my brother. Today I'm returning with two companies, two wives, two families, gold, silver, to come and meet my brother. And told the Lord that, Lord, you have done it. He just said, everybody leave me. I'm full of emotion. He went all night to pray and to thank God. God sent him an angel who changed his name and who changed his future. He said, from today, what's your name? Jacob, meaning trickster, supplanted thief. You will no longer be called Jacob. Your name is changed today. From today, you are Israel. Amen. Before God, you will have power, and you have power with men. And your name is royal name from today. Amen. Grateful people are given status in life. I've told myself, I will never forget. When I make $1,000, I will never forget that I have to give 100 to the Lord. It's a sign of gratitude. People don't pay tithes, they're forgetful. However, that's why I'm a physician, but I'm more of a preacher. Some of you have never seen my white coat or stethoscope before. You will never see it. Because I want to present myself in gratitude as a preacher. Just to say thank you.
Amen.
That's what will prevent you from backsliding.
Amen.
Forgetful people, they backslide. Oh, I'm big. I'm big and bad. I can do what I want. That's why you backslide. That's why you don't kneel down anymore to worship. You've forgotten that what brought you to your position is when you knelt down to say, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Now that you've gotten a carpet, you knelt down like Jacob. He slept on a stone. But when he could buy carpet, he lay down and prayed all night. Yeah. Anybody you see backsliding often is an ungrateful person. When they tell you, come and sing in the choir, oh, I'm too big and too grown. Really? 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 Look, let me just see the last one. Fasting, no fasting and fasting less.
Wow.
Not fasting. Symptom of backsliding. Somebody who doesn't fast. Stop fasting. Somebody who doesn't pray. Stop praying.
Wow.
or fasting less, praying less. Last week we had 3 days of fasting. Many of you didn't join. Many people who came on the prayer had not fasted. I know it. But the Lord says that, you know, it's only the person who is very spiritual who will fast. It's true. Isaiah chapter 58, before we go. You know, and the fasting that you will do. Every Christian should have at least one day that you fast. Not because there's a problem, but because the Bible says that you will afflict your soul. And you know, fasting is denying yourself of physical comfort, food, and things like that for the sake of spiritual nourishment. Let me tell you why you need to fast and why fasting brings backsliding. Because it was God instituted a fast in the Garden of Eden. He told Adam and Eve, eat everything, but don't eat this fruit. Fast on this fruit. Do you know how they backslid? They could not hold back their stomach from the fruit. Satan told them, don't fast this fruit. Eat it. You are hungry. And they saw the food was good. The fruit was good for food, to make one wise and everything. And they ate. He ate. Eve ate and gave to the husband. That is what began. They were sacked from the presence of God. I tell you, food was what brought backsliding to the early man. Food still brings backsliding to people. I'm telling you. People cannot control their appetites, whether it's sexual appetite, food appetite, sleep appetite. People cannot, I'm tired, I'm not going to go to church, I'm tired, I'm not going to pray, all these things. Physical appetite can cause you to backslide. One of the biggest ones is food. And therefore, every Christian of your worth, knowing that, get one day in your life that, I mean, I use Wednesdays, and I've added Fridays by the grace of God. And Sundays, I don't, but I don't count it as whatever, you know. I'm coming to preach, not Paul. But even if it's half a day, get one day that you just decide, Lord, I remember you. Out of the fact that I know I'm a spiritual being, I'm going to actually ignore my physical being for the sake of my spiritual entity and part of me. And when you do that, week after week, your spirit will stay alive all the time. I was advised that counsel from the Bible and this explanation, and I've not stopped. Amen. That's why I remain your pastor. Amen. I pray that you will be like that.
Amen.
You will fast.
Amen.
You will fast. You will fast.
Amen.
You will fast. Just one. It doesn't take much. You decide what a fast is. A fast means missing lunch. That's fine. It's up to you. A fast means I'm not eating breakfast and lunch and I'll eat dinner. That's fine. But get one day, and that day, remember your spiritual entity. The reason I'm doing this once a week is I know I'm a spiritual being. You are not likely to backslide. Every Christian needs to do that. Yeah. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 17, 21, certain things do not go out except by prayer and by fasting. Period. 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 And that's why our next set of fasting, tomorrow, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I expect you to join.
Amen.
Whether you are missing one meal, or whether you are just doing liquid, or you're missing two meals, I am not. It's between you and God. But be a part. And we're meeting from 5 to 6 in the morning on the Zoom, and 7 to 8 in the evening on the Zoom. And God will do a miracle in your life.
Amen.
God will do a miracle. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. Put your hand on your heart. Tell somebody, I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to be petty. I'm not easily offended. I'm not overconfident. I am not giving to Christian surprises. I am a fasting spiritual man. Hey, don't lie. Don't lie if you're not. You can change it to, I will be a fasting spiritual man. I will be. Tell somebody, I'm starting tomorrow. I'm starting tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Put your hand on your heart and let's pray. Pray to God that, Lord, I don't want to backslide.
Amen.
I want to go to my first love. My first love.
First.
Father, I pray, look on your children right here. Every one of them. Touch everyone. where the devil wants to draw us, to strip us, to wound us, to depart from us, leaving us half dead. We will come alive again.
Amen.
We will not leave your garden like Adam and Eve.
Amen.
But we will maintain our relationships,
yes,
with you.
Yes.
Father, this week is your miracle week. Amen. Friday evening is our turning point service.
Amen.
I pray as your people fast and pray these 3 days. Visit your people.
Amen.
Reach out to your people.
Amen.
Grant power to your people.
Amen.
Let honor come to your people.
Amen.
Everything that was stolen from them or that has been kept from your people, Lord, release your miracle hand. And let there be testimony,
yes,
upon testimony,
receive
upon
it,
testimony, upon testimony.
Amen.
Now, if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you feel backslidden. You feel that you're backslidden so much. You feel you don't relate with God the way you wanted anymore, but you want a restoration. This is your opportunity. Just lift up your right hand. I'll pray a short prayer with you. You are here like that. Yeah, I see that hand. God bless you. Yeah, I saw your hand. Yeah, you want to lift your hand and say, Lord, I am back. God bless you. God bless you. No, don't look at anybody. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. I'll pray a short prayer with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if your hand is up, come. I want to pray for you quick. Come. If you're on Zoom, your hand is up. Just touch the device. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Come, come, come. Come to the Lord. Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Clap for them as they come. Stand right. Clap for them as they come. How long have you been in this church? Clap for them as they come. Beautiful. Lift up your hands while you are here. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you are in the congregation, you want to join them, speak also in your heart. Now, repeat this after me. Say, Almighty Father, here I am again.
Here I am again.
I know that I've gone far from you.
That I've gone far from you.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus
Christ.
I believe
Jesus is the Christ.
Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
He died for me. God raised him from the dead.
God raised him from the dead.
Because I believe.
Because I believe.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am back to God's garden.
I am friends with God.
Please help me
never
to backslide. Please write my name in the book of life
and
fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit
in
Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Wow. Weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom at meeting ID 934-809-4313 or in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.